Vamos a comenzar porque la hora ha llegado y trataré de hacerlo en español y también en inglés. Y estoy muy agradecido si ustedes me podrían corregir de vez en cuando con el idioma.
Okay.
We'll do this in Spanish and in English. For my practice, for my benefit, you may have to just sit through it. And I would appreciate from the Spanish speakers any corrections to help me, especially up here. Bien, entonces, una breve introducción de ustedes.
A brief introduction. Breve.
Breve, gracias. Un breve.
Una
breve introducción. Just so we get to know each other. LaDonna, your name, rank, serial number, credit card number, date of birth, social security number, and let me write this down.
LaDonna, I'm a volunteer for 2 weeks here at Holden.
Oh, nice.
And this is my day off, so I spend it learning.
¿Se necesita traducción o está bien? Okay. Annie.
I'm Annie. This is my first time to Holden. And so I'm excited to be here.
From where, Annie?
Oh, okay. I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for 44 years. And I am from Spokane, Washington, which is about 3.5-4 hours from here. And I'm here with my daughter, Jessamine, who was a youth minister and a camp counselor, and she knew Alex, and so it's kind of sweet because she's up here for the first time as a mom with her two little kids, and she's working a lot harder.
Oh, yes, I bet.
Carlos.
En español o en inglés?
Igual.
In English, better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess everybody else understands. My name is Carlos. I am from Richardson, Texas, which is right next to Dallas, and I thought I was here for vacation, but I guess not. I'm Violeta's husband, and I'm happy to be here.
A long journey.
Tell me about it. Ask my lower back about it.
Okay.
It's being alone.
Yeah.
So my name is Violeta. We're from Richardson. I'm a pastor in Dallas. We have a bilingual congregation. Well, I don't want to say bilingual because we have a group of Anglos. They don't speak Spanish. And we have some of the Latinos that don't speak English, but some of them do. I've been there 16 years, so I have been able to see kind of the second, even third generation of the people that I kind of encountered the very first time. And this first time here, I've been wanting to do this for the longest time,
yeah.
And finally I'm here, so
good.
Thank you
good.
For everything, and I'm looking forward for the rest of the week.
Mi nombre es Reina, vengo de Yakima, trabajo en una bodega de manzana, ya son como, no sé si seguro 6 o 7 veces que he venido, con el grupo de la organizadora de Berta, que viene de Guápato.
A ver, voy a traducir.
Uh-huh.
You can do it even better, but I'll do it to practice.
No, yes,
practice. Reina, from Yakima, who works in a store with apples.
Okay.
Una bodega, store.
Uh-huh.
And this is her 7th or 6th time to be here this Hispanic week.
Mm.
And
en el grupo de Abriendo Caminos de que trae Berta de Guapato.
Yeah, from Guapato, Abriendo Caminos, which is the name of this week, opening door, opening ways, or opening the pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gracias, Reina.
Marilyn.
Yes, Marilyn.
Yes. I was 34 years old when I first came to Holden. I am now 72, and we have come not every year, but really close to every year.
Wow.
And my son, who is in his late 40s, was only 4 when we came up here for the first time. And Holden has been transformative for me. Absolutely transformative.
And I sense deep emotion in your voice.
I can't talk at that.
Yeah.
Starting to cry.
Yeah. Yo siento emoción profunda en su voz. Entonces, hay una historia allá. There's a story there.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this. Is it okay if I sit down, or do you want me to stand up here?
No, I'm going to sit down.
Please. And I'm going to move this over here. I don't know how to... Oh, come on.
The clicker doesn't work.
There, bravo. Technology.
Yes.
Wow. Bienvenidos. Our theme, nuestro tema para esta semana es historias que cambian la vida. ¿Cambian o cambien?
Cambien.
I-N. Oh, está correcto. Our theme this week is every morning at 9, stories that change life. And y también vamos a tratar de cada vez a aprender una lección en cuanto de autoconocimiento. And we'll always be trying to learn something about self-awareness. Es un asunto para mí que es más importante que casi nada, casi todo. For me, self-awareness is more important than anything. Porque si no podemos saber lo que está adentro, ¿qué podemos hacer? Nuestras acciones, nuestras vidas, sin dirección, sin conocimiento, sin saber lo que está pasando. If we don't know something about ourselves, we're lost. I mean, I think that's where a lot of problems come, because we're not aware. Entonces, vamos a cada vez aprender algo de autoconocimiento. Este día el tema es difícil creer en las promesas de Dios. Our theme this day, through the stories, it is difficult to believe in the promises of God. Tal vez no sea difícil para usted, pero para mí es difícil creer en las promesas de Dios. Yo las conozco, acepto, pero a veces cuando viene el fuego es difícil creer en las promesas. It's tough. I don't know about you, but for me, it's tough, difficult to believe in God's promises. And I would start that by reading a song. There's a story behind this song. It's one of my favorite songs. Hace muchos años, yo caminaba con un amigo fiel mío que estaba muriendo. Y en la última noche de su vida, le visité en el hospital. Como fuimos amigos, pudimos hablar francamente. Le pregunté, ¿qué puedo leer para ti? Some years ago, I was walking with a dear beloved friend in his journey of dying. And the night that he died, and I didn't know that was the night he would die, it was Good Friday, Viernes Santo, él murió. And I asked him, what can I read? Amigo, no ha sido una persona que supo las escrituras. He wasn't a person who knew scripture. Pero en las visitas que tuvimos por unos meses, leí muchas cosas con él y poco a poco llegó a apreciar la escritura. Little, he wasn't a person who understood scripture, but little by little, I would read him things and he kind of got it. And so he asked me to read Psalm 91. And I know Psalm 91. Conozco este Salmo 91. Por favor, búscalo si tienes, si tiene usted la Biblia. Y le dije inmediatamente, usando palabras de cuatro letras, using some four-letter words, I said, what do you want to read? Why do you want me to read? Su nombre, por favor.
Teresa.
Teresa. Por favor, con al lado de Reina. Why on earth do you want me to read Psalm 91? Listen for the promises. Listen for the promises and know that this man with pancreatic cancer is about to die. Escuchen las promesas. ¿Quieren una Biblia?
No, no, que ¿Seguro? No está bien.
Todo está memorizado, ¿no?
Sí.
Bien, entonces, no se preocupa. Escuchen a las promesas. Y recuérdense que este hombre ya está por morir. El que vive bajo la sombra protectora del Altísimo y Todopoderoso, dice al Señor, tú eres mi refugio, mi castillo, mi Dios en que confío. For the one who lives under the, well, read it.
You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
Escuchen las promesas. Solo Dios puede librarte de trampas ocultas y plagas mortales, pues te cubrirán con sus alas y bajo ellas estarás seguro. Su fidelidad te protegerá como un escudo. If you would read that, Annie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading that.
Oh no, go ahead, it's verses 2 and 3.
Okay. Will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence.
There's a promise. And yet the person to whom I'm reading this is about to die from the deadly plague. Esta es una promesa fuerte, pero a él lo que estuvo leyendo esta escritura está por morir. En pocas horas va a morir. No tengas miedo de los peligros nocturnas, ni a las flechas lanzadas de día, ni a las plagas que llegan con la oscuridad, ni a las que destruyen a pleno sol. Mil caerán muertos a tu izquierda y 10,000 a tu derecha. Go ahead and read that. Carlos.
From where to where?
5 to 7.
You will not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 might fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
Y le pregunté, ¿cómo es que quieres que yo leo esto cuando la trampa, la plaga, la flecha te ha llegado? How is it that you want me to read these promises when you have, when you're at your point of death? Porque estas promesas no han recibido el hombre. My friend did not receive these promises, in my opinion. But he said to me, pero él me dijo, si es la verdad, estas promesas ya no son para mí. Pero no importa lo que pasa porque estoy en el mano, en la mano de Dios. Entonces, después de la muerte, todo estaré bien. I think he understood something about these promises that I forget. When I think of promises, I think everything should turn out well. When he thought of a promise, I think he sensed that even with these promises, even with them not being there, that he would be well in the hands of God, even in death and dying. Preguntas. Entonces, esta mañana vamos a repasar varias historias que cambiaron la vida de la gente. We will look at some stories that changed the lives of some people. Las espías cruzando el Jordán, el río Jordán, y también el estanque de Betzada. And those are the three that we'll be looking at. But first, here's an exercise for you in self-awareness. What have been two or three or four things that have happened to you that have profoundly affected you? Recuérdense, por favor, dos, tres, cuatro experiencias que le han afectado profundamente. A ver, piensen en esto. Cosas que han ocurrido en su vida que le afectó mucho, muchísimo. ¿Qué pasó? What happened to you? Y durante este tiempo, ¿qué ha aprendido usted de Dios? ¿Qué ha aprendido usted de usted mismo? What, during that time, what did you learn about God? What did you learn about yourself?
Pastor, una pregunta.
Sí.
¿Usted cree que existe el mal?
¿Cómo?
Que existe el mal.
¿Que existe el mal?
Ajá, que la gente lo hace. Que la gente lo hace a otra persona.
Oh, sí.
¿Sí cree?
Oh, sí. Si hay Satanás o no, no,
sí,
no sé, yo no sé.
Sí, pero...
Pero ahí existe el mal horriblemente.
Sí.
La historia nos enseña.
Sí.
The question was, do you believe that evil exists? Oh my. Oh. En los últimos siglos, pero en toda la historia de el ser humano, horrible.
Sí, sí.
Y por fin, ¿cómo están afectándose lo que pasó? ¿Cómo está afectándose todavía lo que pasó? And finally, how has that experience or those experiences affected your life, even till this day? And let's do that briefly. Porque el tiempo vuela. ¿Vuela?
Vuela.
Vuela. El tiempo vuela. And I'll set the example. Oh, there's... Hay muchas cosas que han ocurrido a mí. Enfermedades, la muerte de queridos, como sea. Pero dos. There's a lot of things that have happened to me, as to you. Death, sickness, loss of loved ones. Dos voy a compartir. Primero, nací en Alemania después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. Me acuerdo todavía los edificios destruidos. Destruidos. Gracias, Carlos. Me acuerdo todavía los edificios destruidos. Cuando tuve 5 años, nos trasladamos aquí como sirvientes contratados. I was born shortly after the war in Germany, and I still remember the bombed out buildings where we were as refugees. At the age of 5, we moved to Central Washington as indentured servants. Eso me ha afectado mucho. Hasta ahora, porque creo que por esta experiencia me pongo atención al asunto de los inmigrantes. I think it still affects me deeply. ¿Qué pasó?
Where in...
Oh, I didn't hear.
Where were you indentured, sir?
In Central Washington, a farmer paid for our passage. We had to work for him, my parents did, for 2 years to pay off the trip.
Well, so before Ellensburg?
Peshastin, next to Wenatchee,
oh,
in Leavenworth.
Yeah,
yeah, where I live in Leavenworth, which is 4 miles from there.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Un patrón pagó el pasaje, entonces tuvimos que trabajar por él para pagarle por 2 años. Y después fuimos libres. The other thing that happened to me was a divorce after 24 years. And that was a significant event. La otra cosa fue mi divorcio después de 24 años de matrimonio. What? Just share one. Share whatever you're comfortable with. Por favor, si quiere, comparta una experiencia y algo de lo que pasó. Si quiere, si no quiere, está bien. Alguien.
I think for me was when my parents immigrated to this country and left me, or left us behind. That was probably the biggest. But maybe because I grew up with a sense of family. My father was kind of the father of the house, and we have very strict rules, like having dinner together every night. Doesn't matter where you were. You needed to be at 6 o'clock at home, and everybody would sit at the table. Sundays at noon, everybody needed to be home regardless. My father never cared that those times we needed to respect those rules. So when they left, we lost all of that. We were left with my grandma. My grandma has been a single working woman back in the 30s, so she was not used to care for children. She was a teacher, but lived by herself all her life in very isolated places, teaching, you know, to the communities. So when she was left with us, it was a big change for her and a big change for us because we were really spoiled. And so that was a big change. And you're probably gonna laugh at what I'm gonna say, but growing up, I always had someone to do my laundry. When my parents left, I had to learn to do my own laundry and my own ironing. Mm. So we were spoiled as kids. So that kind of created a change point because we have to learn to do a lot of things at home. I still do not know how to cook, but everything else, my grandma made us learn. So that created that really shocked me because, like I said, it's just from one thing to another. I'm from the city, and the city, the temperature is probably 60 degrees, 70 degrees. And my father always had an electrical heater to take a shower. So I never took a cold shower. When my parents left, my grandma disconnected the heater. So we started showering in cold water. Mm-hmm. That was another thing that... So like I said, you know, little things, but when you have never done those things, and then you have to start doing them almost overnight, so that it changes. It changes you.
Mm-hmm. Gracias, Violeta. LaDonna, would you care to share some?
Sure. The first thing that came to my mind was getting married. I married when I was 33, so, and I thought, by that time, I thought I was going to be single the rest of my life, because I had not met anyone. And so when I met the person who is now my husband, and we became engaged and married, my life headed in a different direction than I thought that it was going to. And then 2 years later, we had our child. And so becoming a mother was a very big change in my life, and the responsibilities of caring for this life that God had given us, sometimes very joyful, but sometimes very overwhelming. I did not have family around close by, to help or to advise. And so trial and error in raising children.
Thank you, LaDonna. Reina Teresa, ¿quiere compartir algo, por favor?
No, eso está bien.
Okay. Marilyn.
When I was a child, I'm an only child, and my father was mentally ill, and we had to tiptoe, my mother and I, so that we wouldn't just get him off on edge and cause more trouble. So, I think I was mature at an early age because I had to act as a little adult. I couldn't be a child, I couldn't be temperamental because we couldn't upset my father.
Thank you, Marilyn. Danny.
This was a great exercise, so thank you. So 7.5 years ago, I went to Syria to be a teacher for the American Embassy. And also, I was getting a divorce after 38 years. So that totally opened doors. I live in a community where everybody's white, everybody's educated, everybody's affluent, and I went to Syria, and I think it was just God's plan, because it certainly opened up the world to me, meeting so many different people from around the world. And I have wonderful Muslim friends, and I'm very, happy that I had that experience. And what I learned from God was He was my best friend, because I was away from my home, I was away from my children, I was away from my school I taught at, I was away from everything I knew, and I was totally in the wilderness. And I lived beneath the mountain where Cain killed Abel. So, Damascus is a very biblical place, with Paul and Straight Street from the Bible. And so, it was a spiritual, I'm in a Muslim country, but it was a Christian spiritual experience, and I always thought I had a pretty rock solid faith, but I really learned that God was just right there with me. And what I learned about myself was, even when you walk through fire and your life is just doing a 360 totally, that you have to, within yourself, with God's help, have strength, courage. Life does go on. And so that, I've had other, a lot of other experiences in my life, but probably being in Syria and the war started when I was there. So for the first 6 months, it was just the best job I ever had. It was with the American Embassy. We were working with all the embassies. It was just, you know, a great experience. But for the last few months, it was, you know, very terrifying experience. And so the war's been going on 7 years this January. And so it's a great sadness to me. I think I have a little bit of delayed stress syndrome like the soldiers get, you know, because people don't understand, probably like your experience, a lot of people. So it's lonely. It's lonely because they just, you know, people don't want to necessarily know, nor do they understand. Yeah, that changed me.
Gracias, Carlos.
So many. So many, but...
Por favor, uno, solamente, rápido.
I think finding Violeta. Yeah, she got me back to my faith. Because of everything that had happened before, I went away.
¿Qué ha aprendido de Dios y de usted mismo? What have you learned about yourself and God?
About myself, that we are weak, and we kind of stop believing when life gets tough.
Yes.
And about God, that he's there all the time. So.
Presente todo el tiempo, aunque viene, aunque venga la muerte, está presente en la muerte. God is present always, even when the promises are gone and you die. Bien. Entonces, seguimos adelante, porque el tiempo vuela, y el eclipse va a venir. The first story, the spies, y hubiera querido que leímos este pasaje, pero falta el tiempo, entonces voy a contarlo lo más pronto posible. El contexto es que Moisés y los miles de israelitas se escaparon de Egipto por el éxodo y entonces salieron de Egipto y fueron, no se sabe exactamente cómo o dónde, pero algunos piensan que así salieron, otros piensan que salieron por abajo. Y recibieron los 10 mandamientos, pero lo importante es, durante de 3 meses llegaron a un lugar donde Moisés dijo, ya está, la tierra prometida, tengo que enviar algunos espías para averiguar cómo es la tierra. Quickly, in English, the context of these spies in the book of Numbers is that Moses got the people out of Egypt and they traveled through the wilderness for a while, not sure where, but they ended up at a place close to the promised land within a matter of months. And Moses said, there is a promised land. We need to send some folks over to see how it is. You remember the Exodus going through the Red Sea, and they came very close. They came very close to the promised land within a matter of months. How long were they in the wilderness?
40 years.
¿Por cuánto tiempo estuvieron en el desierto? Wilderness, ¿cómo se dice?
Desierto.
40 años. Pero durante de 3 años estaban al lado de la tierra prometida. ¿Y qué pasó? Porque estaban al lado. Moisés eligió 12 hombres, de uno de cada tribu, y les dijo, váyanse para investigar la tierra. Moses picked one person from every tribe and said, go into the land to see what it's like. And they They came back. Volvieron. Sí, como Dios nos ha prometido, la tierra es abundante con miel y con
leche.
It's just like God promised. The land is full of milk and honey. Look at that. And it says in the scripture, one cluster of grapes, two men had to carry. Como dice la escritura, dos hombres tuvieron que llevar un palo de uvas. Huge. Y también los hombres, los espías, dijeron, but, eso pasa en mi vida. Sí, gross. Sí, Dios es bondadoso, cariñoso, misericordioso, tiene promesas. But, the people there are giants, and their cities are fortified. Ya no hay caso de entrar porque la gente es como gigantes y las ciudades son fortalizadas. Fuerte, no podemos aguantar, no podemos conquistar. And so, 10 de los espías dijeron, ya, no podemos, no es posible. No creyeron en la promesa de Dios. Pero 2 espías dijeron, sí, es la verdad, miel y leche y también todo lo que necesitamos. Pero también, sí, los soldados son gigantes. Va a ser difícil, pero podemos hacerlo. Yes, it's just like God said, the place is milk and honey, and it's wonderful. And yes, there are giants, and yes, the cities are fortified, but we can believe God will help us do it. ¿Y qué dijeron? ¿Qué dijo la gente? Todo el pueblo de Israel, ¿qué decidieron ellos? ¿Sí o no? ¿Vamos a ir o no? ¿Qué dijeron? ¿Qué dijo la gente? ¿Qué dijeron la gente? No vamos a ir. The people said, no, we can't do it. We're not going to go. Y se pusieron enojadas hasta que quieren apedrear a Moisés y sus líderes. The people became indignant, violent, wanting to stone Moses and his leaders. And so God becomes angry. And I wish there was time to read this. ¿Qué voy a hacer con tu pueblo, Moisés? Son rebeldes, son desobedientes, no creen las promesas, no tienen fe. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Voy a matar a todos. What am I going to do? These people are stubborn, tercas. I'm tired, I'm fed up with these people. I'm going to kill them. And so, la gente se arrepintió, diciendo, sí, vamos a ir, ahora sí, tienes razón, Dios, vamos a ir, vamos a luchar. Pero ya es tarde. And they finally said, oh, okay, we'll go. No. God said, I've had it. And you're going to get your wish. You're going to wander in the wilderness. 40 years for the 40 days the spies were gone. Dios dijo, sí, entonces ustedes van a aceptar, van a recibir tus deseos. No van a entrar, pero más bien van a ir al desierto por 40 años. Por los 40 días que los espías estuvieron en la tierra. And so, y la gente entonces se arrepintió. Diciendo, ay, no queremos ir en el desierto, vamos a luchar, vamos a entrar. And the people said, oh, we don't want to be in the desert, we're going to go. And so they left And of course, what happened? They went into the promised land without the presence of God. And they were beaten. So they wandered in the desert for 40 years. Y Dios dijo, nunca de ustedes, solamente los dos espías que tuvieron un reportaje bueno, nadie de ustedes van a entrar, solamente tus hijos. None of you disbelieving people will enter the promised land, just the two spies, Caleb and Josué and Joshua. And so that's the story of the people. And so a question would be, what question, qué preguntas tienen ustedes de las, de los caracteres? ¿Cuáles fueron las promesas? ¿Qué aprendieron de Dios? ¿Cuáles fueron, well, what were the promises? What did they learn about God? What did they learn about themselves? Briefly, somebody tell me, what did these people learn about themselves and God? Carlos, enséñanos.
I think what they learned by themselves through all this is that they are not strong in faith. We go back to the same. They are impatient. They were not believers of future to come, I guess. That is what I think.
Entonces, esta gente es igual como yo.
Yo.
Porque soy débil, no tengo fuerza, a veces no quiero creer, no quiero seguir adelante. Sometimes I am weak and don't believe and don't want to go ahead. A question?
Well, I'm
just playing with my camera. Oh, please,
but,
ask a
but,
question.
Okay, but the whole time,
yeah.
In my mind, okay,
yes,
I've
yes,
been
yes.
to Mount Moab where Moses died.
Oh, wow.
And the Jews yeah. and the Muslims and the Christians, it's a revered spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I was thinking, too, is that what we talked about is Moses, after all that he had gone
yes.
through, he
yes.
never got
yes.
to go
yes.
into the promised
yes.
land. You
yes.
can see it on top of the mountain. You can see the River
yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah.
You can see this beautiful valley. It was beautiful. And it made me realize that, you know, like what you're trying to get at is that you don't always get what you want.
Yes.
You don't always get the so-called promise of, you know, you're going to stay married all your life
yes.
or you're going to have this wonderful
yes.
la la
yes.
la.
Yes.
And that was powerful because Moses never got what he had strived for.
After all those years.
After all those years and everything that he had done. And
yeah.
he dies right as soon as he sees the promised land, you
yeah.
know. That's powerful.
¿Han entendido más o menos eso?
But he loved God, and God was with him, but
yeah.
he didn't, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lesson.
Yeah. That's the story of life. Es
yeah.
la historia de la vida. Es la historia de mi vida, más o menos. ¿Y cómo ha afectado la gente su decisión de no creer? Entonces, andaban por 40 años. How did this continue to affect them? Well, they ended up in the wilderness. They all died except for the two. Y las mismas preguntas a nosotros, very quickly. ¿Cómo intersecta su vida propia con esta historia de los espías? Where in your life does it intersect with this story of belief and unbelief? Where have you experienced that? And what did you learn about yourself? And what did you learn about God in that experience? Marilyn, do you want to share anything about that? If not, it's
well,
okay.
I go to another story in my life. My grandson, who better. He never had any relapses along the way, but if my kids have their own coffee business, and so they couldn't take time off always to be in the hospital with him when he was getting the chemo, and so my husband and I would take turns. We lived in Seattle area at that time, went down and spent time with him in the hospital. And it's very interesting to spend the several nights with a child in a pediatric cancer unit.
I can't imagine. We have a 3-year-old granddaughter that lives close, and we've become close. I can't imagine the pain.
Yeah.
No puedo imaginarme de la pena de la abuela o el abuelo o los parientes a ver su hijita recibiendo quimioterapia. No puedo imaginar la pena. I can't.
Yeah.
Horrible. Y me pienso en los refugiados ahora, 66 millones de refugiados que pierden sus hijos y sus amados. I mean, it reminds me of refugees who are struggling, losing children.
Yeah.
Y para mí, si yo sea auténtico, if I am to be honest, ¿cómo se dice? Si yo
soy honesto.
Si yo soy honesto, tengo que confesar que es difícil para mí creer en las promesas de Dios. ¿Cuántas veces me he metido en el cuarto donde está muriendo alguien y la gente está llorando y orando que Dios le salve? La primera funeral que hice era por una niña de 3 años. The first funeral I ever did was for a 3-year-old who died of leukemia. But how many times have I been, and you, in a room where there is tragedy and trauma, praying, folks, that God would deliver and save, and no. Entonces, después de muchos años, es más difícil ahora que antes creer en las promesas. For many years, seeing these things, it's more difficult for me now to believe in the promises. But, nevertheless, we carry on. Ni modo, seguimos adelante. Pero antes de seguir, no, ok. La otra historia, el estanque de Bethsaida en Jerusalén. Jesús fue a un estanque donde estuvieron los cojos, los mudos, los enfermos, los paralíticos, los cualquier enfermedad. Y se acercó a un hombre diciendo que Jesus went to Jerusalem, and he went to the pool of Bethsaida, and that pool was full of people who were sick, who were paralytic, who were mute, who were with diseases. Y en este estanque, la escritura dice, cada vez en cuando un ángel se baja y estorbe el agua, y la primera persona que entra se sana. I hope you understood that. With the pool there, the scripture says that there's an angel that would come and stir the waters, and the first person in would be healed. ¿Qué dijo Jesús? ¿Qué preguntó a Jesús a este paralítico? What did Jesus say to the paralytic? Do you remember this wonderful story? Jesus, you know, do you want to be healed? I mean, ¡qué locura! ¡Qué pregunta! What a stupid question. Do you want to be healed? Pero, ¿qué dijo el paralítico? ¿Alguien se recuerda?
Aquí estoy tirado. Me ganan la entrada al agua.
No, no, no puedo entrar cuando el ángel se baja. No puedo entrar, pues. And the paralytic said, I don't have anybody to take me down to the water when it's stirred by the angel. I mean, can you relate to that? ¿Pueden relajarse a esta pregunta y esta contesta? ¿Respuesta? Did I say that right?
Pueden relacionarse.
Go, otra vez, Carlos.
Pueden relacionarse.
¿Pueden relacionarse a ustedes con esta pregunta y con esta respuesta? Gracias. ¿Pueden
relacionarse?
Relacionarse con esta pregunta y la respuesta. Can you relate? Jesus comes to me and says, and I, well, I don't know. Do you wanna get rid of your impatience and your judgmentalism? Well, I don't know. ¿Quieres dejar tu impaciencia y tu intolerancia? Jesús está preguntándome y contesto, pues no sé. Yeah. Oh, that's me. Eso es yo.
Ese soy yo.
Soy yo. Esto soy yo.
Ese soy yo.
Eso soy yo. Ese soy yo. Gracias. Ese soy yo. Pero no importa a Jesús si tiene fe o no. Por su misericordia, Jesús dijo, estás sanado. Levántate. And Jesus, sometimes we believe, if you have faith, you will be healed. Otherwise, no. No importa, Jesús, la fe. A veces sí, pero a veces no. Por su misericordia, toca y sana. Out of Jesus' mercy, he does it. But, el paralítico no hubiera conocido esta promesa si no se levantaría. Did I say that? The paralytic would never have received the healing or known of the healing if he wouldn't have dared to stand up. If he would have just continued to lay there, ay, pobre mío.
Pobre.
¿Cómo?
Pobre yo.
Ay, pobre yo.
Poor me.
Poor me.
Poor me. I understand.
Poor me. Oh.
Pobre de mí.
Pobre de mí. If he wouldn't have stood up, he wouldn't have realized he was healed. ¿Me entienden? Más o menos. Si no le levantara, no hubiera conocido que fue sanado.
Si no se hubiera levantado.
Si no se hubiera levantado, no hubiera podido conocer que ha sido.
No hubiera podido saber que había sido sanado.
Que había sido sanado. The promise is there, but oftentimes because of my ¿me entienden? Más o menos. Es la historia de mi vida.
Excuse me?
Yes, Marilyn.
Yeah, that works with political activism as well, social justice issues.
Oh.
Because you think that it's so immense,
yes.
You can't do a thing.
Yes.
But if you move,
yes.
You move,
yeah, yeah. That's it. That's it. ¿Cómo?
Chisme da la.
La última historia, cuando llegaron después de 40 años al río Jordán, al otro lado, la tierra prometida, Dios dijo, pues Josué, instruye a los sacerdotes que llevan el arco y
la arca
Gracias, el arco iris, la arca sin santa. Vayan a la orilla y crucen el mar. El mar, el río. Gracias. The story, the last story is when they finally, after 40 years in the wilderness, came to the river, and on the other side, the promised land, God said, have the priests, not to Moses, but to Joshua, have the priest take the ark and go. Y si yo hubiera sido un sacerdote, yo hubiera dicho, pues no me voy porque el agua no está separado. If I would have been a priest in that day, and they would have asked me to carry the ark, I would have said, I'm not going in the river until I see the water. Y la escritura dice que el agua no se separó hasta que ponieron sus pies en el agua. That's what you were saying, Marilyn. Scripture says that it didn't separate, the water didn't separate until they stepped in the water.
Wow.
I would have been standing on the shore still. Estoy buscando la separación. Pues, ¿dónde está Dios? Pero a la vez entrada se separó el agua. Por fin, faltan 2 minutos. Por fin, ¿qué lección hay en esto para usted? After all is said and done.
Para mí, que Dios existe, Dios es todo.
Yes. For Reina, God exists, God is everything. ¿Qué más? ¿Qué más? What did you... ¿Qué ha aprendido? ¿Qué lección? ¿Dónde es... ¿Dónde está Dios haciendo una pregunta o una invitación a usted? What invitation is God giving us to believe, to move on, to put our feet in the water, to take a risk? As Marilyn would say, what's God inviting you
aquí está con nosotros, pero no lo vemos.
¿Otra vez?
Que aquí está con nosotros, pero no lo vemos, porque
yes.
Es el esfuerzo y el espíritu
sí. Yes. God is here, but we don't see, and sometimes we don't feel God, and so we're afraid. I'm afraid. I'm skeptical. Con dudas y escepticismo. I don't know. What else? What else? Something quick. Annie. Carlos, Marilyn, Teresa, Ladona, quick, what's in here for you?
Sometimes I think I know what the promise should look like, but God has it looking different.
Yeah.
To trust, you know, your friend, your story about your
That's
friend
it.
Dying.
That's it.
You thought promise was healing,
yes.
You know, from the pestilence.
Yes.
He saw promise
yes,
in death.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly right. Do you want to do this for me?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's exactly right. Mi amigo que murió vio la promesa detrás la promesa. He saw the promise behind the promise. ¿Qué cosas, Annie and Carlos y Teresa? ¿Qué cosas? What comments do you have?
I just feel like hold tight.
Yeah.
I seriously will hold God's hand in the car, even coming here,
yeah.
You know, because I was getting
yeah.
lost.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
just keep on to that promise, even
yeah.
though life gets so tough sometimes, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And you do get angry. You got to work through that.
Oh.
You got to work through that.
Uno, dos, tres. Last call. Gracias que ustedes han elegido de venir aquí para que podamos aprender algo de nosotros y nuestras historias santas. Thank you for coming, for sharing your sacred stories. Y que todo vaya bien con el eclipse.
Eclipse.
Eclipse. you say gracias?
Gracias.
Gracias.
Gracias. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias. Mucho gracias.
No, I'm sorry. Gracias.
Yes.
See? Learning Spanish.